Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Hot Off the Mess. I am your host, Samantha Bush. And before we get into all of our housewives, Potomac, Salt Lake City, and Miami, I do have a special word from our Sister Wives correspondent, Gracie, a friend of the pod. She is going to be giving us a major update on the goings on over at Coyote Pass. So enjoy that. And then we will just get right into everything else. I am joined by the amazing Chris Lewis. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode.
Hello, cutie pies. It's me, Gracie Girl, your Sister Wives correspondent. A lot has happened in the Sister Wives universe, and I've been asked to come on here and quickly recap it, give you my thoughts, explainer for those that might not have their finger on the pulse of Sister Wives as much as I do. So last time we spoke, we basically were going over Christine leaving, how much we love her, yada, yada, yada. Well, things have happened. There's a three-part one-on-one series where it's like a reunion, except everyone's like individual, and they're all letting it out. And this is when we find out the incredible piece of information that Janelle is leaving. Janelle is separated from Cody. My one thought on that is that, much like Christine, Janelle and Cody do not have a legal marriage. So when Christine wanted to leave, she literally just declared divorce, a la Michael Scott declaring bankruptcy. She was like, I'm divorced, we're divorced, goodbye. So I'm curious to know the reasoning of declaring like you're separated rather than divorced when you don't need to go through legal paperwork. I fear, and I truly worry, that there's space for Janelle and Cody to work it out. I hope not, but that's great news. We celebrate that. And then today I was at work, I was in the office, and my phone blows up and I'm getting DMs and I'm getting push notifications, I'm getting texts, and an article, I believe People, came out and said Mary's leaving. And at first I'm like, oh, holy shit, like everything's crumbling, this is amazing. But sadly, I read the article and it basically is, I'm not sure if they pulled it from the one-on-one three-part tell-all series or if this was an interview. I'd need to go back and check. But Mary basically says, you know, we're done. We're like, we're separated, we're over, because Cody keeps saying that. Cody keeps saying that. It's not coming from a place of like, I'm done with this, I want to move on, I want to take the next step in life, I want to, you know, date my best friend who works at my bed and breakfast, because she definitely does. But anyways, and so at the end of the article, Mary says, but I'm still open to working it out, which, like, grab your oversized shoes, grab your rainbow wig, grab your nose, because that's clown ass behavior. And I hate it. I've never seen someone so like publicly humiliated by their partner the way I see Mary has been for years and years and years and continues to stay. It is like, it's confusing to me. And I was listening to Bitch Sess, because Bitch Sess actually did an episode breaking down Sister Wives, and I think they make a good point. The finances of Sister Wives is like a weird clouded mystery. Sometimes they're really open about it and they're like, yeah, we like share everything. And then sometimes like things don't really make sense. So they said they think Mary is staying close by because she has nothing left. Like, she's put into this pot over and over and over again. but like nothing is legally in her name. She is not legally married to Cody. She was, but she got divorced so Robin could legally marry Cody so he could adopt those children, which is like the bamboozlement of the century, because I'm pretty positive you don't need to be a married couple to adopt those children. But I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure you will, commenters. But things are going crazy. I've said it a million times before. Sister Wives is in a renaissance era. Everyone is talking about it. It is like left the TLC bubble and is like hit mainstream. If you are a TLC girl like myself, there is this weird stigma embarrassment you get with being a TLC girl, because like the shows are ridiculous and like weird. You have like 1,000-pound sisters, you have Sister Wives, you have 90 Day Fiance, and they're all like crazy people and you're just watching their lives and you don't really talk about it. It's not like Bravo where there's like a million forums for you to talk about it. But now Sister Wives has broken that bubble and we have entered a new era. And if you ever, like, if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, this sounds really juicy, I want to watch. I've had people ask me this. There's like 16 seasons. So unless you have months and months like I do, it's hard to watch from the beginning. I think you only need to watch like season one and then the past three seasons to like get a good grip on like what's happening right now. But it's really hard not to be hooked and want to watch every single episode because it is crazy. And to those soldiers who have suffered through over 10 years of this show, as myself, I applaud you and I applaud myself. We have made it to the peak. Like, this is everything. I also have theories on Cody being QAnon. Apparently Cody sells guns at trade shows. That's something we need to discuss, but I'll save that for another day. As always, come over to Gracie Nation and we talk about it all the time. Gracie, you can follow me at Gracie Bullet on Instagram, GRACIEBULLEIT. Love you, Sam. Happy holidays, everybody. Bye.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Hot Off the Mess. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and I am back with none other than Chris Lewis. Hi, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
I'm lovely. You know, you're in your standard Ivy Park getup. Looking
it's chilly. I'm in my early December, although now it's like mid. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know where we are, what day it is. Chris and I were just discussing. We're like, it's evening. Like, it's late. And we looked at the clock. It's simply 5:12.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, it is like midnight.
Yeah, it feels, we're basically.
This is like us talking about the weather, by the way. It's just like nobody wants to hear about like, oh my God, it's getting dark so early.
Yeah, but the weather is way more interesting.
I know the weather is interesting, but again, I do like to hear whenever anyone's like, wow, can you believe how dark it's getting dark so early now? I'm like, it really is.
Yeah. You know, always like
it's something we all can relate to.
Well, you know who loves that? Is my mom. She'll update me with like
how late it's, how early the sun's going down.
And if we gain a minute, like she'll tell me because it means spring is coming. I'm like, it's literally December.
Yeah, I don't have that. I'm not that clocked in.
Yeah, she's
to the comings and goings of the moon.
So we are going to be talking about Real Houses of Potomac, Real Houses of Salt Lake City, but our crown jewel, that would be Miami.
Oh, well, I disagree there. I mean, my crown jewel is Potomac.
Potomac is better than Miami right now?
I'm getting more laughs, which is ultimately, I think, why I watch Bravo. I think in terms of wish fulfillment and beauty in terms of how it's shot, it's almost like, and this is going to sound shocking, it's almost like we've entered, like, prestige television with Miami. Like, it's just shot, so it looks like an AMC show. It looks like Mad Men.
It is beautiful. Like, these people, and I know that this phrase is overused, like, give them an Emmy, but, like, for real, for Miami specifically, like,
but the footage. Why don't the other shows look this good?
I don't know.
Bravo just not putting in the same amount of money as Peacock in terms of just filters?
Yeah, and I also think Miami is just fun and fresh, and they're really, well, they can play around.
We were in Miami and Potomac, and it wasn't glossy.
That was a different Miami.
I just feel like we're just not, and I felt this way about Girls Trip, too. It just looks better.
Yeah.
It's like the cameras are crisper, but we're at the same production house, I feel. Like, we're still under the umbrella of NBC Universal.
But something's going on at Peacock where they are doing high def.
I also think Peacock is like, look, not one other goddamn thing we've tried to get going has worked. So, like, we're really hanging our hat on just these Housewives spinoff shows.
That's all they have.
Feel like everyone's like, why do you subscribe to that? And I'm like, well, Ultimate Girls Trip in Miami. Why am I don't touch that app.
I only have Housewives or Bravo shows on there because I think Hulu is going to start taking Housewives and stuff off.
You're right. They have. And so now started. I am using Peacock more because of that. So you are right. That was a good call on Peacocks.
It was. They were like, we got to get people over here.
Do they have any other original programming?
That I'm aware of.
I feel like a lot of people are going to list like a bunch of shows that everyone said, like, this is the best show no one's watching. It's like, yeah, because it's on Peacock.
It's on Peacock. It's like Paramount Plus. I only watch The Good Wife on it.
Well, you know I watch Paramount Plus down to the minute. Well, wait, how did you watch Homecoming? New Orleans Homecoming?
I had Paramount Plus then.
Wasn't that on Paramount Plus? And then you got rid of it and then you came back.
Then I had to come back because I Googled how the fuck do I watch The Good Wife. And I have a little bone to pick with you.
Okay.
So you said to me, Sam, I want you to come to me with all your Good Wife's thoughts. And I do. I text you feverishly.
But here's the thing. Your texts don't make any sense. Bleak. Well, because you don't tell me. You'll just say, OMG, Kalinda. That could be any episode from episode one until the end of season six. Okay, I don't know where you are. You're like Kalinda in this scene with that man. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Or I'll just be like, Alicia!
And I don't want to spoil anything, so I'm just like... I'm like, LOL,
you're right,
that's
great. On me. That's like, on me.
If you could orient me with an episode title, a season.
Something, please. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So I'm glad I got that off.
It's just like if I text you out of the blue and was like, Carrie, in all caps, and you were like, huh?
I don't. You're right. Okay. So let's just dive right in. I want to talk Potomac first.
All right, what do you want to talk about? Where are you feeling in the world of my world, really, you know, of the DMV?
The DMV.
Because it's not Potomac.
What I'm feeling is, I don't know. Robin's really stepped her pussy up.
And I know everyone's hating her right now.
I'm loving it.
I don't understand what people want from her. She showed up with, she's a woman in tech.
A woman in tech. She showed up with that Alexa, and I'm
now
like
she's carting it around to talk shows. I saw her on today. She had it at Sherry Shepherd.
It's become a character, and I'm honestly upset that the internet has not like welcomed her with open arms. Like this is a woman who's up to something, and I appreciate that. And she's able to also move on from things. Like, well, I love a woman who can cause chaos, but then have some resolution.
Well, and one thing I'll say is that I just think she is, sometimes I feel like people don't really understand what we're all here watching.
Right.
Like, people will be like, I cannot believe this woman would behave like that at a dinner table. And I'm like, did you just turn
did
on
you guys,
Housewives
like,
and
not
you're
watch
fresh
Dinner
to the
from
planet?
Hell?
Like, this is what we're here for. We're not, right. Yes, if my dear friend at a dinner table brought out an Alexa to expose my, shit to the world, yeah. I would be really angry. However, watching that on television, I am so appreciative of that kind of behavior.
Yeah, and that's what people need to realize. Like, and I felt this... I feel this a lot of times when people, like, really shit on our villains. I'm like, no, like... They keep these shows going, you
guys.
Are
you considering Robin Dixon the villain of
the
season?
No, but people are like, no, but people really like to come for her right now. People are really, really hating on Robin.
I think the villain is just like circumstance and possibly Matt.
When it comes to radio, AMP hits different. AMP is a free live radio app where anyone can hop on the mic and play the music they love. From hip hop to house music to heavy metal. Discover new-to-you tracks and playlists made by music lovers who know what's good. And that includes you. Jump in the chat or call in to share your taste and add your own picks to the mix. Download AMP, that's AMP, for free in the App Store or go to onamp.com.
Want
a smoother contour and more youthful looking cheeks? Rediscover a younger looking you by adding volume to the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC, part of the number one selling collection of dermal fillers based on January 2022 provider survey data. With help from Juvederm Voluma XC and a licensed specialist, you can achieve a more youthful cheek look completely customized for your goals. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Matt is quite the man around town when it comes to housewives. He's got his hands in every pot.
I actually don't feel safe talking about him. I feel like he could get at both of us in like once. Like, I feel like he would actually just drive to Baltimore and knock on my door and be like, what the fuck did you say?
We'd be recording Shortcomings and you'd be like, oh my God, Matt's coming down the street.
No, I'm terrified of him.
He's got a sinister energy.
Bone-chilling figure to me.
He really does.
But also my favorite side character on the show.
Well, him talking to Karen about the circus/live show that she plans on doing.
/drag show/Q&A. Keeping up with Karen /opening to Pride by way of a few circus animals, by way of talk back with Ray, by way of it's like, what is this?
And even Karen seemed to be disassociating. She was like.
And yet each time she was like, love it. We'll be there. No one's ever thought of anything like that.
Original.
You were speaking me some Karen. I was like, what is this scene?
Just original thoughts. Like, she was loving it. She really does love her Maddie.
They are so the, what the kind of, you know how, like, look, we can all, and again, I live in Baltimore, but a stone's throw from Potomac in terms of the size of the world.
Right.
But I think when Potomac came out, I was like, what the fuck is it? I had never even heard of it. Then to find that none of them live there, it is a jankier place for us to be in terms of Beverly Hills, New York.
Yeah. Atlanta, Miami.
Miami. So to me, Karen and Matt are our janky Erica. And what was that gentleman's name who would always be like, cunty, 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 girl?
What?
What was his name?
Oh, Mikey.
Yeah. Karen or Matt are like, they fell down the Christmas tree like 8 rungs, and then we landed at Karen and Matt, just like sitting there like, we're gonna have drag queens. Ooh, you know I love a queen.
I know. Karen is simply just someone that I could watch like forever.
Well, and yet none of us watched her spinoff.
Oh, definitely didn't. It was only 2 episodes. When I found out it was 2 episodes, I was shocked.
So it's fun when we're always like, I would watch Karen do anything. And it's like, well, Bravo gave us the chance and we didn't.
We didn't. We tapped out.
I
really desperately want Portia to get a spinoff going. I need her back on TV.
I do too. I'm so excited. Wait, so what were we talking about?
We were talking about Potomac, Karen and Matt. But I want to talk Robin and Candace making up.
Okay, what is this fucking friendship they presented to us like it was Lucy and Ethel?
Deadass. They're good friends. Like, they have, like, a good friendship. And I really think Robin standing up for Candace and Chris meant so much to her.
But why did Candace throw Robin under the bus so quickly for simply pulling out an Alexa?
When did Candace throw Robin under the bus?
I just felt like she was like, Robin, I don't trust you. You're a gross bitch. Like she in the
Well,
in
I don't think she meant Robin in her Instagram Live.
Well, many have reported, I guess, that she actually says in the Instagram Live, I love Robin. So like,
right.
So like, why Robin even did any of this? So I'm like, did Robin not even finish the Instagram Live?
Robin and I we're very similar. And we
She got angry and was like, cut it off.
I'm glad that these two kind of...
No, I meant in the bus home from the club. Like, when she's screaming at her.
Oh, she was so hurt.
Like, it just doesn't feel... I was genuinely like, when they sat down, I was like, what is this friendship they're referring to? And if it does exist, I'd like to have seen it before this episode.
Or this season. Like, I would have liked to see maybe, like, a little montage they could have thrown together of all their good times.
I've never even seen them in a... I felt like that was the first time we've ever seen them even have lunch together.
You're right.
It was just, like, they were like, Robin has always been there for me. Of this group, she's the only person. Like, aren't you dear friends with Wendy?
Yeah, but I don't think she fucks with Wendy like that. I think Candace she loves, like, Wendy, respects Wendy, but ultimately doesn't trust Wendy.
Yeah, she was like, I hate
But she
Wendy.
Knows Robin's Robin, a loyal girl.
Robin's always been there for me. And then it cut to Robin and she was like, I consider Candace like a little sister. I'm like, they grew up in different homes? Like, I've never seen you two together.
That's true. I would have liked a montage.
Simply the footage doesn't exist. But I did, I mean, I cried once we heard the awful story about Robin's
oh, Shirley.
Hairstylist losing her brother and sister-in-law, I believe. That was so
tragic.
Sad. This is going to be tough to say.
What?
When you are hugging someone who is going through grief, I don't know that you need to pose out to camera and be smiling and looking directly in the lights.
Candace is a pageant queen. She's going to find her light no matter what.
It felt like she never once like was like really letting Robin into her bosom. She was just like...
She was like, gotta get my light.
She was like me on this Zoom, just staring up into the ring light.
No, for real. I seriously.
I was just like, can we have a little bit more compassion?
Oh my God. Chris, there is something that I've been dying to want to talk to you about.
Uh-oh. Go on. Mia and Jacqueline?
Mia's joint chiropractor event.
Well, speak about a stone's throw. I pass one almost every day.
Oh my God. I need you to go in. I need you to assess
and just like
the locale.
Move around the brochures the and consider myself the CEO.
Yes. Yes. That I love event. Mia. You do.
That scene, to me, I was laughing for her. The way she presents herself, you would have thought she was fucking
Forbes.
Bill Gates.
Fortune 500.
Man with that dumb turtleneck on.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, when he was coming out to unveil a new iPhone. She didn't have a ribbon. She didn't have a... She didn't have a scissor. She didn't have a client. She didn't have... I felt like every person who was there was like the crew of the show.
Mm. It looked like a bleak crew. And it's truly, I mean, when I found out that this was essentially just a Subway for backs, I was shocked.
I mean, look, gagged almost.
Yeah.
But I just love the pageantry she brings to it.
Yes.
And the thing that I love about it is it feels entirely authentic to me. I believe no camera on Mia would have shown up in that dusty purple, like, business suit and just been like, here I am.
No, that's the thing about Mia is like, she's dead ass serious.
And
like,
I'm obsessed with her voice.
She's so crazy.
Everything is whispered and beautiful. Giselle has a beautiful heart.
You really do love Mia, and I find it so funny.
I just think she's so watchable in that she's so devious in that.
Oh my God, I can't remember a thing.
That rosy top she has on in that one confessional, she's never not, like, looking up like, I did it. I love her.
Now, what are your thoughts on Jacqueline and their friendship? Jacqueline and her friendship with Jacqueline?
Look, I'm excited that whatever is going on between Mia, Jacqueline, Daddy G, and this ex-boyfriend, whatever it is, I'm so excited that it's woken Giselle up. And she's like, you know what? This... is a storyline that I'm really going to hammer home. Giselle said, I took my producer hat off with Candace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting it back on, and I'm going to get everything that's happening here.
The thing that I love about Giselle is she knows when to take that break. When she's like, if I keep going on this, like, this hard, like, I'm going to lose so many people. So she knows when to tap in and tap out.
But I also think she just... There is a world, I have to always caution people, because I do think Giselle and I are quite similar.
Very.
In the sense that we are both emotionally removed people. So, like, when people want her crying and screaming, I'm like, you're not going to get that from us unless we're really angry.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she just moves. I think she is someone who just moves on. She's like, yeah, I told you I thought your husband did something inappropriate. I don't really have anything to back it up, and I'm kind of good now. And people are like, do you have any details? She's like, no, I have my feelings.
Yeah, she's like, he was just in there and I felt weird.
And yeah, like, and okay. People are like, that isn't enough. And she's like, it is for me. And I would be the exact
same. And she literally dropped it. She was like, she was like, I had to get that off my chest. And Candace was like, brought it up again. You. Also,
I'm just surprised it's become this big thing for Candace because it just feels so light compared to everything that's going on with her and Ashley.
I think layered with the Ashley and Chris tech DM thing, that was what really bothered her. It wasn't just Giselle because Candace did like come to her multiple times very calmly and like very like, listen.
Okay, I'm well, sorry as calmly as Candace can come to her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's not like Zen Jen. Like, she's still Candy Gal.
Said this like she's a normal person. She's like,
she's not.
Piece of dynamite walking around with legs. Like, just. She's an unhinged woman who I love.
Who we love. You saw her in Live.
I paid my money and you saw Robin. You paid
top dollar.
Well, I didn't pay top dollar. I don't want to say that. There were people closer, but I was closer than
you
Robin.
You were close. You were in awe.
I did. There was something I wanted to bring up. Oh, one thing I do want to bring up about the Chris thing that I do think is getting lost in this.
Okay.
And that you and I talked about a lot. What? He was really drunk at that reunion.
He's kind of always drunk.
And I think that that should be talked about. I would also feel very uncomfortable in a room with another person like who was as drunk as we've seen him get. Mm-hmm. Much like we saw him drunk at the end of this last episode, just wandering around the backyard like, I'm not apologizing to anybody.
Yeah, just bumbling around, making chicken.
Raisin, asking me to apologize. I was like, who's he talking to? Is anyone with him?
I know. And he like, I don't know. You've called it from the very beginning of the season. You're like, something's going on in that house.
I don't care for their late night Instagram lives. They make me very uncomfortable.
What? I'm asleep.
I just feel like there's a lot of alcohol going on in that house late at night. Mm. I did love her ugly sweater Christmas party. I have a love for Candace Dillard Bassett. Mm-hmm. Deeply, she's my Sagittarius sister. I, at any given moment, could become her.
Right.
But thanks to therapy, I have tamped down my need to say, we don't have it.
Yeah. Right.
When I can.
Okay.
So all of this is just to simply say, I just don't know that it's that big of a deal with any... Well, again, I just want to say, I don't think that what Giselle did was that big of a deal. Now, I think she should absolutely be trying to kill Ashley, who is also one of my favorite housewives of all time.
Of all time. Ashley, let's talk Ashley, Michael, Uncle Lump.
She's been stirring the shit since she showed up in that park on that swing set saying Robin had two nickels to rub together.
She is a professional.
She's like, I Googled their names. They don't have any money. Totally broke. It's crazy. Everyone was like, Ashley, please.
They're like, she's always like, what?
She's like, I'm an independent woman and I speak my mind.
Which we find out that that's not the case. She's really not independent. As we learn this season. Yeah, you would like to see him and Giselle get together.
I really would. I've said this since that strange 1990s bebop party they had.
Oh, yeah.
And Uncle Lump was there in a sideways hat.
Silly boy.
And I think he hugged Giselle and I thought, this is a great couple.
Mm. Yeah. That's the night that Michael Darby said, I'm going to suck his dick. That's that
night.
Y'all
remember that. That was a night for the ages. That's up there with like the night everyone found out the Titanic sank.
But Ashley really has got herself into a pickle. She feels lost, confused, alone, doesn't know what to do.
I don't understand why she can't move in with Uncle Lum.
I don't understand why she can't just move out and live in a house and get a nanny. Like, you can afford it. I don't understand why Ashley's acting like she has no money and no prospects. Like, babe, what are you fucking doing?
I think because it's like so she's what, probably 30-ish, 31-ish, 32 now?
I think she's like 34.
She's been with Michael since, she's been with Michael like 12 years-ish total. Because didn't they get together when she was like 22?
What?
I think it was her early 20s when they got together.
Oh my heavens. Okay.
I think. I could be making that up, but I really do think it was her early 20s.
Oh my God.
So I say all of that to just mean, like, if you have stuck out wanting that money and by accident fallen in love with that man, I think she's just like, I have to fucking see this to the end. Like, I'm gonna get... She's not leaving that goddamn sweatbox of an apartment until she has a check in hand.
That's what I think is really going on. I think she's like, I'm scared to move out and lose, like, that level of control, because that's... She needs that. She needs to know what's going on.
And look...
Because he tried to pull the wool over her eyes with that LLC house real estate guy or girl.
And look, has she landed on a gorgeous gentleman? Oh, absolutely.
Stunning.
Do I think he has anything money-wise? Unfortunately, I don't think so.
He does have a maple syrup in a Home Goods.
I don't know that that syrup is...
I don't know. It's in places.
Is he even on Bravo anymore? Is he getting a steady paycheck from Bravo
itself? He was on Winter House and then got exiled.
I thought he picked up his bags in the middle of the night.
Well, and then he came back. It was like a whole thing.
Oh, he came back. He circled back.
He did. But it's like
probably for that check.
Right.
While I love that she's with a very attractive man, I think we all have our hearts in this relationship. I love to see pictures of Lindsay and Carl and those two bouncing around. Mm-hmm. I was hoping she'd land on just someone with a little bit more wealth.
Yeah. But honestly, with the amount of money that Michael allegedly has, I don't think she needs that. And I think that's
And
powerful.
I just hope she gets it. I just hope she gets it. That's all I want for all of these women who married these awful men.
Well, I also want people to keep in mind, especially with her and Robin specifically, these are women who have been on this franchise for 7 years. They are making good money. They also get paid a lot of money for Instagram ads, podcasts, stuff. Like, they're okay. Like, they don't...
Podcasts? You're not paying me 1 cent to be on here.
Oh, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Robin, for example.
Did you play Oh, you mean from Reasonably Shady?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I thought you meant for podcast appearances. I'm like, people don't get paid to be on podcasts.
No.
It's still the Wild West.
Yeah, it's really crazy out in these streets. But yeah, I just want people to remember, like, Ashley, even without Michael's money, would be fine.
Yeah, but she's earned his money.
No. She has. I hope she gets every single penny. I'm just saying, like, she doesn't need Michael to, like, buy her this house. She doesn't need Michael.
This is going to be tough to say. What? I respect Michael for one reason.
What?
He's off the show.
Oh, yeah.
This is not someone who he divorced. He was like, we're getting a divorce, and he's still paddling around like Peter.
No. He was gone.
Like, I have been dragged through the fucking mud on this show. I've been called gay. I've been called a groper. I've been called a pedophile. I've been called every which way. I've been called fucking Crocodile Dundee. I'm not going to, like, lunch with Ray.
I mean, he's like not come to multiple reunions. He's like, I'm not coming.
He's like, I will film in this shit apartment.
Mm-hmm. You hate that apartment.
It just doesn't feel safe for children.
Like, I know. The sharp corners. Like,
I
feel like
I would lose an eye in that apartment. But I love Potomac this season. I think it's great.
I think it's a classic season.
That we had Giselle and Karen taking some time off, letting the other girls carry the seat. Mm-hmm. I love that they also probably sat back and were like, you know what, Giselle? We're not fighting this year. We'll do light shade. But we are not arguing with one another. We're
going
to give the people occasionally groups, like, scenes where we get together for lunch.
Yeah.
But we're not arguing. Let these other girls carry the show for a year or two.
Yeah.
But I think they're both getting activated the back half.
They're in a good space where now I think it's very solidified that they are, like, frenemies. Like, they're not going to try to pretend to be best friends anymore. They're not going to even try to even really work towards that level of friendship. They're like,
I feel like first episode of this show, they were like, I have loved Karen for years. 20 minutes later, it was like, I fucking hate that bitch. And she's
but they always tried to kind of go back and be like, okay, let's try to be best friends again. Remember Giselle brought her cookies. They like tried to do that whole thing.
I
that, like,
think
doesn't
that's
work.
Mostly just like, hey, we need to like do
film
a few
scene.
Group scenes this week.
Okay.
So I'll bring you some cookies. I don't know that they've ever wanted to get to friendship.
Oh.
But I love that they've decided like we are not arguing. Like this
we're
season
not like
will
fighting.
Not, this season will not be a season long beef between the two of us. We've done it. Let these other girls get to work. Like, but Shasha seems to be, is going to activate Karen. Mm. And Giselle seems like, you know, I'm going to do some devious stuff over here with Mia and Jacqueline.
Also, I just really quick before we move on to Salt Lake City, I want to talk about, I know, I want to talk about just Giselle being a beautiful mother. I just think it was a beautiful moment with Jamal
there are no,
and the
there
girls.
There are no children I love on this planet more than Grace, Angel, and Adore. I've loved them since the first episode when I clocked their names. I thought those are great names.
Grace, Angel, and Adore. Beautiful girls.
And
many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
I loved that party. I just think Giselle, and people are always like, oh, well, there she goes again with her group scenes with her daughter. I'm like, well, guys, these are her children. What do you guys want?
Right. It's like when Karen has a scene with Ray or Candace has a
these
scene
are the
with
people
Chris.
In her life. And I also want to say, and this is something that I believe Candace said on when she was on your podcast, which I actually thought was one of the more insightful, normal things she has said, which is we are all each other's storylines. Like, we have to stop saying, oh, Candace doesn't have a storyline. My storyline is Ashley and our relationship. And yet now here she goes, when it's not convenient to her, pulling up this nonsense with Giselle. And it's like, well, Giselle's storyline is always the same. Yeah, she's devious.
Mm-hmm.
And messy.
Yeah.
And what do we... Every show needs a Giselle. And when we don't have a Giselle, we fail.
We're floundering. Right.
Rony towards the end. No one was invested in trying to move story along.
Right.
And Giselle occupies a really great spot of being likable enough.
Mm-hmm.
And also keeping her eyes on her relationship with the other cast. Because it is really great how close she is to Ashley, even though she has said awful things.
Like, it always shocks me how close they are. I'm like, wait.
They're like BFFs. She really, I think, manages her relationship with Karen really well in terms of keeping the show going. Like, those four really understand that, like, this is a group project.
Yes.
And
they're
so,
the core four, and they can't go anywhere.
Whereas you have someone like Rena who's just like ripping heads left and right and it doesn't make any sense. So you can't be an agitator who isn't also invested in. Giselle's actually far closer to Kyle Richards than she is to Rena and other people.
She is closer to Kyle.
Friends,
right.
Where she understands like I have to keep my hands in these people's lives and make them think I'm like here for them. But then when I need to position them to be in an awful situation, they're just little chess pieces.
That's
but
Giselle.
I also don't think she's manipulative. Like when Candace
Oh, I don't
is
think she's
saying,
manipulative.
Like when Candace is like, well, I
bet think Giselle's very direct with her.
She's not LVP
behavior.
To me, sitting around
no,
thinking like,
plotting.
Oh, the season is going to start and here's what I'm going to do. Like, I don't think they're all messy individually. You can't blame Giselle for Ashley.
Ashley's going to Ashley.
Anyone on the planet Earth.
Ashley is going to Ashley.
God, I can't wait for her and Candace to get into it again.
Mm.
There's nothing I love more than
it's
to watch
beautiful.
Those two squawk at each other. Forehead, legs, hips, body.
Okay. Let's talk Salt Lake City.
Well, you're going to have to drive this one because I gave up on that ship.
Okay, but you did dabble.
I watched the last two.
Okay.
But I hadn't seen one. The last I saw them, they were still on their first cash trip.
Oh, in Arizona?
Yeah. And I was like, I can't be in this house. I don't like what I don't like any of what's going on here. Then to come back and see they're in another shitty house.
Yeah. I have something that I need to get off my chest.
Okay. I hope it's about Heather.
It's not.
Wait, which one? No, I mean the other one. What's her name?
Whitney?
Yeah, Whitney.
It's not. I like Whitney. Ooh. I hate Meredith Marks.
Well, she's the only one I found any joy in.
I find her to be so triggering / boring / why are you fucking here? Why is no one talking about the fact that you're on drugs and like clearly not on this planet? Like, I don't think
she's on drugs, but I think she's never not drinking I think there is a straight like line of white wine.
No, she's got a pill cocktail happening for sure.
I don't know. I love
Chris. Meredith. You don't act like that when you're drinking.
When she's like, what do you mean? What is she acting like? She's slurring?
She's acting asleep. She's like, I'm not going on a surfboard. I'm like, are you okay? It's like sleepy time tea. It's awful.
I love her.
You don't love her. You're just saying that because I
No, I really do. To me, she is like a character.
She is that. But like, I appreciate enjoy her.
Like, I think that what Salt Lake City to me is missing is like true
like a Miriam Cosby.
Like Miriam, I think Miriam Cosby, and I think, no, what's her name again? The one I like that I just said I liked?
Meredith. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Are like true characters.
Okay.
That seem almost strangely representative of that world. Whereas, and say what you want about Meredith. I don't think she is gaming in the same way all of these other women are, a sort of how am I coming off on this show?
No, because Meredith doesn't know where she is.
No, exactly. I appreciate that. Whereas the rest of them, you can just truly see them in every... Like, that end fight at that when they were all dressed like Marilyn Monroe, it was truly like watching people like, Lisa, I'm mad at you because you once said that Heather doesn't like me. And then it was like, wait, we already made up about
there
that. It was
is
just like
something...
everyone's thinking about the show.
Yes. And this is something I've honestly never seen before from Housewives where it's an entire cast doing this.
Yeah. Because
normally it's like one woman person. And you're like, get them off. This is crazy. But with this franchise, it's like the whole cast is doing it. Watching it's Whitney and Heather trying to have a conversation was so frustrating to me. And I felt so bad for Whitney in that moment because she's like,
Are you okay?
Are
you?
Feel
bad for Whitney, that idiot?
She's not an idiot. She's a very nice girl.
Apologies, because of course she's... And I want to give so much grace and space. And I don't mean to laugh, of course.
You are truly a menace. A menace.
About what she's going through. Because I think that childhood trauma does come up.
Well, and Heather is her cousin.
Okay, but again, I love, and this is what I want to say to you and all you fucking Bravo fans. All of you are like you are pretending like we didn't make fun of them for saying they were cousins in the first season when
you
they were like,
you can't hold me to things I
we
say.
We met last week at a Starbucks and found out we're cousins. So like you're pretending that they have this long familial relationship.
Yeah, like they Heather was Thanksgiving like,
they literally, it's just they're cousins because Utah's full of a bunch of inbred people. Sorry, Utah.
Yes, you are not wrong. But also, I mean, Lisa is just...
Hold on, before you go on, I really do want to close the circle and make very clear
that
childhood trauma is real, that I hold space and grace for what's her name to go through whatever her...
Whitney.
To go through whatever she needs to go through.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest, and I think a therapist might also agree with me, that if you discover that, the first place to go is not to reality television.
Too late.
Like, no, I just mean the fact that she discovered it and was like, gotta tell this to my husband on camera. I was like, just let this sit a little, would be my advice truly as someone who's in therapy for his own childhood trauma.
Right.
Is that like you, before you share things, at least it's been my experience, it is like much more helpful for you to have a
compass. To digest.
And have digested it. And so she is like a raw nerve, I think. And so, but you also have to understand when she keeps saying things like, this is, Heather, you are, like when people use the, like it's become like an internet phrase, triggering. There are of course times when people who, quote unquote, trigger you or things that trigger you are their fault. Like, if I know what your trauma is,
mm-hmm. which Heather
I
did,
and I am exploiting it
by throwing her into the wall.
So not everyone comes to the table with the same understanding of what is triggering, of what is childhood trauma. Like, you have to hold and be able to explain yourself in a way, and I think we can all agree that this is not a group of women with a strong grasp on the English language in terms of their ability to
communicate,
have
their
a thought and communicate out their thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
Because it's like two people, because I think both of them have points, but both of them are so dim that they can't quite
they're not landing the plane. And to me, the conversation just kept going like this.
Then you got that little rat Barlow in there. Love her. But she's like a little rat. Like, she is,
I'm obsessed with her.
She is dangling her friendship in front of these women.
She's so level-headed.
She is the most batshit insane woman
on this whole cast?
Maybe the planet Earth.
You have lost your mind. Like, I don't think you're watching Salt Lake City. I don't know what you're watching.
Well, I'm not.
Right.
I think I made that clear.
Actually, yeah, you're not.
Did that
Jen Shah is quite literally very manipulative and very dangerous.
I seem to have missed a lot of her bad behavior this season by taking multiple episodes off.
Oh, Chris.
Because I thought the last two episodes she came off as breezy and fun, just showing her breasts and running around.
Did you not watch the episode before where she threw everyone's things off the boat and pushed Lisa Barlow?
I didn't look. It was on in my presence. I can't.
But your eyes weren't on it.
Yeah, okay. I was mostly just like scrolling on my phone and like looking at like Trump's website about his trading cards.
Oh my god,
that was get into that. That
yeah.
Was
we're not going to touch that. No, she's volatile. She's dumping drinks on her friends' heads. She's pushing Lisa.
Fun.
No, it wasn't fun. It was like mean in the moment.
Like, it was. It wasn't just like she like.
It's like silly girl. Like it was like, literally girl. Like. No, it was like you're taking the master bedroom. And dumped.
And did she push Lisa Barlow off a boat?
No, not off a boat. But then she pushed Lisa Barlow. Then she proceeded to throw a veggie tray off the boat and Angie K's $1,500 heels. Off the boat and into the ocean.
Now, I just want to go back to Lisa Barlow because I do love her.
Yeah, what?
But she's batshit insane.
How like, is this woman insane? She's literally the most normal woman on this show.
The way she dangles, and I say that I'd give that moniker to Meredith. So this is wild.
Oh my god. What are you talking
about? The way she
about?
Dangles and weaponizes her friendship, she is like, she is so like the girl who's clearly looking at two people who are would have been beneath her in middle school and high school, Heather and the other one, Whitney.
Whitney.
And she is like, I'm going to watch these two dummies basically vacillate between the two. It's spin out of control. Like,
she
two crazy tops.
She's like genuinely like cool with Whitney. Heather, she's like very like, I don't understand her.
For now.
For now. But also the thing about Heather that I don't understand is like why she has this loyalty to Jen Shah. And why, like, Jen Shah has called her Shrek. Has called her a Lego figurine.
That was tough.
Those are tough things. And I feel like that's worse. Oh, and I don't know, being indicted on felony charges for swindling elderly people.
I can't defend
that one. So Heather's, like, siding with this. And then, but with Whitney, she, like, doesn't allow Whitney to ever fuck up. Like, if Whitney fucks up, it's, like, end of the world. I can't be your friend. Loyalty is done. It's like, bitch, what are you fucking talking about? I opened up to you about my abuse and the trauma that I've just now since I have repressed it my whole life.
Really,
and then you push me into a wall? All
right. Well, clearly you're sipping that Wild Rose Rosé or whatever the fuck
I'm sipping it. I've injected it into my veins. I'm unwell.
I will tell you three reasons of why... What is her? Whitney? No, Heather. Heather.
Heather
is so close to Jen Shah. Jen Shah is a caring narcissist. And when she shines her light on you, it is like, for someone like
I know.
For someone like Heather, that is like
Jen is the rainbow fish. The pearly gates
opening up. Like, I think it's the same reason, like, if you even notice, like, you'd think her family would be a lot more alarmed. But there is something
about,
like...
None of them seem to care.
But it's not, and I think it's not only because, like, well, she's going to prison, not us. But it's because mm-hmm. I think she is someone who, when she gives herself to you,
mm-hmm.
and I honestly think she got into this Michigas and whatever she did, because I still don't really understand, based off of a place of wanting economic mobility to take care of people. And that is her way of showing love.
Mm-hmm.
And she shouldn't have done what she did, of course. But I think that
by taking her mom's retirement.
Yeah, no, she should never have done that. That's not good.
Yeah.
Is that but good? I think it's a mixture of, like, that light that comes on you. And also, she is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas not a lot of people in this cast are fun. And then she is demonstrative with her feelings, which makes her very easy to understand and move on from.
Mm-hmm.
So she will scream. And apologize. So it's like, I know exactly where I am with Jen Shah right now. Whereas it seems a little bit harder to game the day-to-day machinations of what is going on in a Lisa Barlow's head, in a Whitney, even Heather's, Meredith for sure, who the fuck knew where we stood with Miriam Cosby, and these other nothing people on this cast. I don't know what's going on with these the two women who look exactly the same, and then the other one who's like a ghost. Just haunting them. And they kept shouting out. They kept cutting to this woman. I was like, who is that? And she was just like, last girl club. I'm like, is she a PA? They just threw in to be like, look, we got to get out of here. We're so tired of looking at them in these Maryland wigs. Somebody just sit down at the table and say, like, let's go to the bar.
Yeah. That little moment really was very reminiscent in, like, a tragic way of, like, Real Housewives of New York. Like, when they used to just get fucking wild. And there'd be, like, a vibrator in the chicken. And, like, there would be, like, they'd be dry humping on the sofa in the
Berkshires. But less fun.
Oh, that's what I mean. Like, tragic. Yeah. Like, it wasn't as fun.
Got it.
Yeah, it was tragic. Darker.
I don't know. I just, I find the whole Whitney and I find them both to just be so clearly unable to articulate themselves. That, like, how people are able to even pick a side or understand what they're talking about.
But, Chris, I think also people aren't understanding what's going on.
Oh, I thought you were also going to say they've seen all the episodes and you haven't.
No, I think
which is fair.
I see a lot of people on the internet, myself included, being like, we don't really know what's going on. Like, we can't sink our teeth into this drama because, first of all, none of them are real friends.
No, they all hate each other. And that is the most palpable thing you can feel.
Their names were picked out of a hat and they said, you're meeting at, you know...
And that's always been a problem on Salt Lake City, is that just there is no natural cast chemistry.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I really don't have much else to say about
it. Are you looking forward to... I saw on Andy Cohen, they're filming the reunion this week, which means there's probably, what, 3 or 4 regular episodes left.
Yeah,
So are you looking forward to the back half of the season? Have you been enjoying Salt Lake City? I'm popping out until the reunion.
I see the potential.
Do you? Okay.
But I just don't know how we can really pull them out of this. I also am going to be sad because I don't think Jen Shah is going to come to the reunion.
Oh, I think she's coming. Because
Bravo has, like, washed their hands of her.
Oh,
they hate her.
Think for 1 second, Jen Shah, a woman who basically stormed BravoCon like she was taking Normandy.
She did.
Like, is not going to
show up. She was in the Trojan horse. She was coming in.
Oh, yeah. She's coming for love or money. Mm-hmm. Like, she'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a chance in hell. She's going to be in a crazy outfit. She might have a parole officer. But I think, actually, I would probably fire everyone but Lisa and Meredith and start and recast.
Wow.
Because I just think that, I genuinely think that Lisa and Heather are bad housewives because they cannot, if you cannot actually explain yourself. Like, if I am watching a fight between two people and I can't genuinely understand what they're talking about, that is the bad quality of a housewife. Like,
yeah, like, we need to get the basis of these
Kim
things.
Richards was able made to carry more clarity in those two in that fight. I was like, with Kim Richards, I was like, okay, like, this is kind of, like, manic and, like, sad. But I do understand her point A to – I can get from A to Z in her
I understood Dorinda when she had subtitles on.
Yeah, when she said, I don't care if you're the biggest fucking heroin addict in the world, I'd sit you down and say, what the fuck's going on? I thought, yep, I get it. What she's trying to say is that she's compassionate. And Luann should have treated her nicely. I was like, got it. Able to translate it.
Yeah, like, we got you, girl. Okay, let's end the episode with talking about Miami, which is just chef's kiss, delicious. Can't get enough. The hot Miami moment. I want you to tell me your thoughts. Go.
Well, should I share with them how I watched Miami originally?
Oh, my God. You guys get a fucking load of this. Okay, go ahead.
So, love Peacock as I do, and I hope they'll sponsor this podcast.
Well, I want to remind people, we were frantically, when the four episodes dropped, we're like, we got to watch.
I couldn't sleep, so I woke up at about 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. and was like, oh, Miami's out.
Yeah.
Guys, I watched episode 4 first, and then proceeded to watch them backwards like fucking Memento. So each episode, I was like, wow, they're flashing to that scene. That seems really important. I wish I'd seen that. Then I'd watch the next episode. And then I was like, the second episode, what I thought was the second was actually the third. Hmm. I was like, wow, what a bold choice to start truly in the middle of Alexia's wedding. I was like, I thought we'd have gotten more lead up to that. Then I was like, and wow, now it seems each time I was like, Bravo is taking some big, I was like, Bravo,
creative license.
Big swings. It's like once I watched a full episode of The Crown in Spanish, I share my Netflix with a friend who is her husband is natively Spanish speaking, and so they watch a lot of content in Spanish. I watched a full episode in Spanish and genuinely thought,
no,
wow, that is crazy. What a bold artistic choice to have it in Spanish and have me read subtitles.
Chris, that happened to my mom and I when we watched Drumline.
It's just like sometimes
we were like, why is Nick Cannon speaking Spanish?
But I was like,
we watched a full 20 minutes and finally we're like, oh, this is it.
I watched one of those Marvel movies out of order and was like, I think it is amazing that I was like, watch the second one before the first one. I was like, I think it's amazing that they really trust their audience in terms of not explaining who these characters are.
Okay, but you eventually figured it out. The Peacock interface is trash. Continue.
But I want to tell everyone, watch it beautifully. It plays beautifully 4-1.
Okay.
When you end at the doggy party instead of start there.
Yeah.
It's even funnier in some ways because you're like, huh, what's strange that episode 4 is the first cast party.
Well, and then the hot mic moment.
Well, and I thought, what a great way to end the first episode.
Yeah, you're like, wow.
Who knew we were building to that four episodes in? Mm-hmm. I love Miami. I think Alexia is a perfect housewife.
She's our darling.
Perfect person. I think she needs to be protected. Her relationship with Frankie, is that his name?
Frankie.
Is so beautiful.
Oh my God.
I'm so attracted to the other one,
Peter.
Peter. I'm also attracted to her husband, Todd. When he said, I'm going to fuck you so hard tonight at their wedding, I had a laugh and was aroused.
I was like, I love him. Like, I love Alexia. Like you said, protect her at all costs. I think she is truly the darling of Bravo/Peacock.
I'm waiting for more than to see her and Giselle on Girls Trip because they seem to be quite buddy-buddy.
I want her Power. And Portia together.
I could see that not going well.
Oh, I don't think it's going to go well, but I would still like to see it. Like, I want to see...
I think Portia's going to run through that house like a freight train.
So you know how, like, there's those Muppet men who, like, sit in the theater together?
Yeah, like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's a Shakespeare reference.
I can see... Well, of course I don't know that. I can see Alexia and Marisol being, like, that type of thing in Girls Trip. Like really being, like, the Greek chorus being, like, who
And I think they're
going to
be talking
women?
In Spanish and the entire time and they'll behind be like, everyone's back.
Yes, like, in front of them is going to be talking in Spanish. Like,
oh, that's what I mean. In
right,
front of
like,
them, but,
they're
or,
going
but about
to be...
Them.
It's going to be so fucking good, and I cannot wait. And like you said, her relationship with Frankie is so beautiful. When he was like, Jay, like Justin Bieber, I was like Justin Bieber. I loved him. I love him.
I love when he said she looked like she was 25. Her eyes lit up more than I've seen anyone light up on a show.
They have a really special relationship.
And I'm sorry, but we're getting Harry and Meghan docs left and right, and I can't get a documentary about fucking Alexia.
Oh my God.
This woman's lived a life.
It's honestly sick that Bravo has not done it. Like, I'm upset.
We started at that fucking When They Were Housewives or whatever that weird show was.
Yeah, with Luann.
And never got a follow up with Alexia?
It's upsetting. It's honestly upsetting.
Oh, I did love that episode.
And I would really like to get one on Sonia as well.
I'm good on Sonia.
I just want
because nothing she says is true.
No, I think it is true. And that's the craziest part.
I love Sonia, you for believing that.
Listen, it is what it is. But let's really get into this episode. It's 3 days after the party.
And I don't know if this is going to be good to say. And look,
you can say it.
Feel free to cut it. I don't care.
Go ahead.
It is really hard to make Russell Armstrong seem likable. And Lenny is pushing me to be like, maybe Russell isn't the worst house husband of all time. This man is truly a demon. And look, and I say that, of course domestic abuse is real and awful.
Horrible, terrible.
But so much of what we saw with that, mostly because those women treated Taylor so poorly.
Terribly, like, go back and rewatch, it's really horrible.
Is it even true?
Yeah, like why are you happy with him then if he's doing this? It's like...
Yeah, honestly, we should not have been surprised that What's-Her-Name was into Brett Kavanaugh. Let's just put it that way. Given how she behaved around that whole
when
thing.
I rewatched that season very recently, I was aghast.
Because
I was like, I can't believe
ago.
That these women reacted this way and I didn't even remember. But keep going about
Lenny. I say that all as like slightly joking, of course.
No, of course.
But Lenny is truly this episode when he's like, I just want to play tennis.
That word tennis was very loaded. That was not tennis, you know?
But see, here's the thing. I knew you were going to say that. But I think he is just an asshole. And I genuinely think he, at this point, would have also been like, look, I'm going to go see my fucking girlfriend, you dumb whore. Like,
he hates her.
And she hates him.
Last season, I remember talking to you about it. And I was like, these two are strangers. Two ships passing in the night.
She didn't seem to know he was Jewish until about a year and a
half
ago.
Chris, that was so shocking. I have to tell you. I talked about this last week on the podcast. Like, when she said, did you guys do Shabbat growing up? I was like, what? Like, you've been married for 10 years. Like, what are you talking about?
Also, it's not even that they hate each other. Sometimes they seem like strangers.
They don't know each other.
In the same house. It's like two people on that Big Brother.
I think they have had...
Roaming around that $40,000 rental.
They've had deep, deep issues for so long. And I think it's all rooted in the fact that she couldn't get pregnant. And I think he looked at her and completely... She struggled.
Oh, did she really struggle? Should I go back and rewatch early Miami? Because I don't remember anything.
Season
from
two is one of the most flawless seasons of television yet.
Okay. So I could start there?
Yeah.
Instead of one?
Yeah. Okay. I would start there. But I think in that moment, there was a part of him that he really didn't look to her as like a wife anymore.
And we
he was
saw
like,
this all on
yes.
The
like it was it was horrible. Like the way that he treated her was absolutely disgusting. He was like, if you can't give me that, then like, what are you doing? Like, I think he married her thinking she's a pretty woman. She's kind of dumb. You know, I'm going to provide for her, but she's going to give me kids because that's what women do. And when she couldn't do that for him, he was like, well, I think he lost every feeling for her.
And of course, we were coming off the emotional affair from last season.
Oh my God. That's the other thing. I'm like, how do
how
you stay with a man who's
man have?
Well, I have
I'm so
to say,
tired
like,
of him. He's a
easy physical
worst.
Affair is one thing. He's having emotional affairs. He's not sleeping with his mistress. He's like, I'm
well, this isn't
with
the
him.
Same woman from the emotional affair, quote unquote.
No.
Lisa said.
Yeah, okay. No.
But when he said like, because she's keeping me from the one I really love, I was like, this is like fucking
and
Brechtian.
The fact
this is
that
like a play.
He had the mic on, he wanted her to hear that. Because I think, this is what I think, they have had this conversation of divorce and separation many times, and she does not hear him. Like,
okay,
and I think he's reached his breaking point.
No, not to defend Lenny, because I hate him. But There is a world, actually, now that you say that, that I think Lenny has probably sat her down at that hideous table and yes. said, look, I want a divorce. I really don't like
you. I'm not happy.
I have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We need to work on this. And she's like, where's the plank? Do you put him on the plank? Where's the plank? And he's like, all right, well, maybe I'll tell her again next week.
He is truly an evil person.
He's disgusting. And
disgusting. Like, we haven't seen a man like him in a long time.
He makes David Bedore seem cuddly.
Oh, my God. I would. Exactly. So there's a part of me that really, like we were saying, he's had this conversation with her before. This is because the way that she's acting on this trip to the Keys is like, she's like, wow, it's really happening now. We've talked about it. This has been something that maybe was a possibility. But now that it's real, it's like, oh my God, like, this is really it, you know?
I hate him.
I hate him. And he's too fucking ugly to act like this. But her kids are adorable and beautiful.
I know. I'm so glad she has that little Ellen boy with Liam. Are those not her children's names? Ellen Liam?
Can't get mine. I don't know.
John? Lenny Jr.?
John. But she did say on Watch What Happens Live, she was like, when this first came out, his mom was like so on Lisa's side. Was like so upset.
When it first came out, as she moved back to Leonard's yeah. world-class celebrity plastic surgeon, Leonard Oxney.
That was so fucking disgusting.
And bravo, you... Mwah, mwah, mwah. Because they knew exactly what they were doing when they left that fucking voicemail on.
My eyes rolled all the way back into my head.
Mine popped out.
World-renowned celebrity plastic surgeon Lenny Oxney.
How dare he give himself Leonard?
Leonard. Sir, get the fuck out of here,
you're
Leonard.
A Lenny. You're a Len.
You're a Len. And I don't like that the new girlfriend, mistress, is now trying to slander Lisa. It's like, this is the mother of his two children. You gotta shut the fuck up.
This is a potential mother. I don't know. I'm loving Miami. I love
loving. I love I think Larsa. The fashions are incredible on this show. Like, I love. It's like just watching a bunch of Marlowe's.
Well, you're just. I've never seen people just never not in a cocktail dress.
They're like that little green number that Marisol put on to go to the pool. I thought was the cutest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Oh, Marisol is everything to me.
Everything to me.
I love. I even love the one I didn't care for last season. She's really grown on me. The wedding planner, Gertie.
Gertie. Yeah, she's grown
so
on me
beautiful.
Too.
I really love her. You know, I can't she's stand got a youthful Grayson's energy. Mom.
Yeah, you hate Dr. Nicole.
Grayson's mom.
What is so upsetting to you about her?
I can't even say her name.
I know.
She's
why?
She's one of the most unlikable, try-hard people I've ever seen on television, and that disgusting husband and of hers, like, first of all, he's definitely an alcoholic with that ruddy face. I would not have let him fly me anywhere, and of course I am like one tequila deep, so all of this is gonna be wild, but I would never let that man fly me anywhere.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, so is our private plane not good enough for Larsa Pippen, too small? It's like, sir, you're definitely stealing money from people because lawyers don't have that amount of money.
No, I will never forget that from The Housewife and The Hustler. I will say this till the day I die, that lawyer said about Tom Girardi, he goes, lawyers don't make that much money. And if they do, they're doing something very illegal.
I have been saying it since the moment Erica graced our screens. And I was like, lawyers shouldn't have that amount of money.
No,
that
and is, I... And it's
unless
like,
it's
if
family
he's,
money.
If he has family money, I would love to
he
know about it. If he
and
has,
he should say that.
He needs to say that on television. If he is investing in a ton of properties and is successful, say that. Don't just say that you're an insurance attorney. Like, that's just like not going to fly with the feds.
I know like one of the reasons we love this new season of Miami is that it is bringing us kind of back to our early Housewives days and the aspiration and the kind of petty fights we're fighting about mortgages and,
yeah,
right, she is just so like, I'm here for my wealth, and I'm like, bring me like some actual personality, bring me something more than your like basic 2017 haircut.
I also
I'm so
think,
however, her son is one of the cutest kids I've ever seen.
You strictly refer to her as Grayson's mom.
Grayson's mom and his alcoholic dad. And honestly, I'm on her dad's side in that scene.
Well, you know what I love? Is that there is a strong dislike for Dr. Nicole for Alexia. No matter if they're having a pleasant conversation, Alexia will always look at her like, you're the bratty little bitch.
And because she just so is. She's just so, like, she's, who does she, you know, who was the woman on OC who she came around at the same time Shannon started, and she was so awful, and she was only around for about
Lizzie?
One or two seasons. She reminds me of that one. Just a kind of, don't you think I'm cute and like I've got money? It's like, no, being cute and having money ain't the assignment, sweetie. You need to have personality and actual like oomph. And when people were like, remember, ooh, look how well she, I rewatched that whole last season and everyone was like, oh my gosh, she really handled the girl. She sat there squawking like a dumb chicken. You want to see someone handle the girls as Larsa when she said, let's get it popping.
I'm obsessed with Larsa Pippen.
Yeah, Larsa is someone that that idiot should take notes from, Grace.
I was very,
no
very
one's gonna
surprised.
Anything I said on this podcast. I'm not sure we can release this.
You're fine. I say crazy things all the time. Someone called me obtuse in the reviews the other day.
I'm quite
but anyway,
about it.
But when Larsa Pippen was talking about Scotty in like a positive way, she was like, he was like really emotionally there for me. Like,
it's like, almost like, why did you guys divorce?
No, I know. I was like, seemed kind of like you guys kind of had a good thing going.
She's like, I loved him. We had a great marriage. We were married for 21 years. He's one of the best guys I've ever met.
He was romantic.
He's the last romantic man on the planet Earth. But I had to leave him, of course.
It's I like, don't like. Did you? Oh my god! I wrote something down that I that gave me a chuckle.
Oh, is it the Craig thing? Craig Carl.
Oh no, that's of course hilarious. But this has to do with Larsa. When she was on there, her date, and she says, I just want to start dating outside of the basketball world. She's now dating one of the most famous basketball players in the world's son. So she's
dating LeBron's son.
She's dating Michael Jordan's son.
Oh, okay. I was like, I think LeBron's son is a child.
No, she's dating Michael Jordan's son. And I'm obsessed with that. Like,
Petty Pippen,
like, it's iconic.
She is just the way she looked at Lisa and said, don't you, people are gonna love your new teeth.
Like, oh my god, do people love your new teeth? And she was like, just, I'm sure that they do, but they just don't say it.
I heard you said drug dealers live in my building. You don't own your home, and I heard you're renting it out for music videos.
So
I heard that.
It
and then she's like,
so
wait,
funny.
And then Lisa's like crying, screaming, and she's like, Lisa, get over it and take a shot. Jesus.
Like, I know, she was like, can you get over this? It's really not that big of a deal. And
my
Lisa's
God, can you chill?
Hysterical.
My party's upstairs.
Something that I really am enjoying is that the other women talking about Lisa and Lenny, because I'm glad that they're not like sugarcoating it and they're like, oh, like they seem to have a good relationship. Like they can all see what the fuck is going on. They all know Lisa does not have any control over her finances. They know the fact that they were talking about the panty parties and they were like, what the fuck was she thinking? Like for real.
I know, but do you know that scene on Atlanta when I think Kenya tells Cynthia, I can't remember what she tells her, something about like maybe her dog died.
Velvet.
And Cynthia has like an oversized reaction.
But
she
goes,
And Kenya kind of breaks the scene and goes, please.
Like, she goes, Cynthia, please.
But I think she's really saying, like, bring that reaction. Like, sweetie.
Like, yeah,
that's
like,
not,
it's too much.
I think Kenya was like, that's not the tone of this scene. Don't pull for me.
Yeah.
The tone is muted.
Yeah.
Like, get the tone.
Somber.
I felt a lot of that energy when the girls found out about Lenny. Because they, it was like, no. I was like, it sounded like she told a bunch of hyenas.
Did you hear Alexia? She goes, I knew it. I was like,
when
Alexia
said, is he still in your fucking home?
Chills.
I want to say to world-renowned celebrity plastic surgeon Leonard Hochstein, watch yourself in these streets in Miami. Because between Alexia, Todd,
Marisol,
and Bravo fans.
Adriana's people.
Oh, and you know she's got some mafia connections.
Yeah, yeah. Alexia was quite literally in Cocaine Cowboys. She
and
knows
Bravo
the people.
And Bravo fans. Like he needs to watch himself in the street because truly, if I went to Miami and saw Lenny, he's getting hands
on sight.
Like, I don't know how actually the cameraman didn't just put the camera down and choke the life out of him at the hot mic moment.
Well, Chris, we're getting more. There's going to be more. Remember?
To see his preview? Little head propped up over the pillow like, get out of my house!
Yeah, he was like, the lawyers are going to have like to Gollum. Tell you to leave. And then he was like, do you understand?
And then that, oh, do you remember that messy cook who was like, I would call 911.
Which he wasn't, by the way, Lenny wasn't wrong in that.
No, Lenny was absolutely right, but that cook was so fucking messy when he was I would. You should
He's
do
like
it.
Seeing Lisa get like screamed at. Lenny was like, really nasty. And Lenny you know what really pisses me off is that he sat at that dinner and acted like he was like nice to her. He was like calling
and
her
sometimes
my queen.
He wants to play bits with her, like mm-hmm. remember about opening the wine door, but then when she takes the bit too far, he gets so fucking annoyed.
I know.
Like he's like, oh Lisa, why you broke the
silly
wine door?
Silly Lisa.
And then when she goes and plays, like, I'm gonna open it. He's like, you should touch that fucking door again, you dumb bitch. I'm like, can you chill? Like,
it's upsetting. Like he
what's going on in
and
that
the
home
fact
is
he calls
so
them
dark.
Her kids, he goes, you need a place for your kids.
Well, Marisol like, said, so where is he going to put his kids?
Right. I just worry about this. I worry about her.
She's not going to get a penny unless...
I really don't think she... Unless she... Unless... I need the women on this show to rally around her.
Every listener, I want... If you know Larsa, but if... I really just want us all to put it out into the world. Lisa must let Petty Pippin deal with this divorce. Mm. I want her to give... I don't know if power of attorney in terms of divorce is a thing.
I think
she really needs... She needs to hand off every decision to Larsa.
Every decision needs to be ran through that woman because she knows how to divorce.
I don't even want her running them through her. I don't want Lisa copied on the emails, frankly.
Just send them to Larsa.
I don't want her BCC'd. I want them right to Larsa. And then I want Larsa to show up with a check. And you know Larsa will probably be taking 10 to 15%.
Of course.
And
she's
I think that
no
would be
dummy.
A beautiful next venture for Larsa, like a divorce consultant.
Oh my, because how this woman has managed her situation is really flawless.
And how
I
she
recommend.
Ran the Kardashians. Like, I think we, and look,
honestly,
the Kardashians,
since Larsa left them, they've been in their flop
era.
It does
seem, yeah, it's like, Larsa, as the Kardashians fall, I mean, is anyone watching that new season?
No, Kim had to put out a tweet. And ask
oh, where
what
she was like, what
would...
do you guys want to see next
And
week?
All of the tweets were very negative.
I thought that was so sad. I was like, Kimmy, you
that
know
That was sad.
This
wasn't like, what fragrance do you guys like the best? Mm-hmm. This was like, what do you guys
what
want
What do you
from
want us?
Us
to do with our lives?
It's like, this is
It's a reality life. Show, bitch. I want you to live. Like,
Can you imagine if like Bravo did that? Like, what do you guys want to see from like the New York girls? We'd be
well,
like,
didn't they?
No.
I guess that, no, they just farm questions from us, but not like, hey, would you like to be a, like, associate producer?
Yeah. EP's on the show. Like, what do you mean right now?
Like, that's your job. Keep
and
me out
every
of it.
Tweet was negative. Every single one.
I know. The Kardashians really
They're down bad.
Since. I thought it was that they weren't giving enough love to the twins, but maybe Larsa was doing some work behind the scenes there, too.
Larsa was caring.
I love her so much.
You know who we didn't talk about?
I can't talk about that one. If that's what you want to do. Do we have to end on Julia?
No, we don't. I don't want to talk about
her. Is that who you were referring to?
I can't talk about her.
I can't talk about her.
You know, I Our loved her.
I have said enough crazy shit on this podcast. I can't say what I said in my text to you earlier. I've alienated literally every... I can't drink tequila on this podcast.
What are you drinking?
Tequila and cucumber soda water.
Okay. Love that.
And I will never appear on this podcast again.
I can't end this on Julia.
Well, let's see, Miami. Do we talk about it? We talked about Adriana. We talked about Marisol. How are you? So are you feeling good about what's coming in 2023 with Bravo? This will be one of your last podcasts of the year. How are you feeling as we move into the new year with Bravo? We'll get a new Roni. Probably, right? Legacy will probably be, not Legacy, but the
reboot.
Whatever the new one is called.
Yeah.
We're
new Jersey.
Probably Jersey at the top of the year. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling? New Atlanta's probably coming.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about it. I think Bravo, they got to figure out what the fuck's going on. Because the shows that they're putting out, I feel like have so much potential. But they've been riding on Housewives for so long.
Real Girlfriends of Paris, you thought had a lot of potential?
No, but I mean, like, Southern Hospitality has great potential.
What
I think,
is that?
Oh my God.
Southern Hospitality.
It's like a Vanderpump Rules in Charleston.
Oh, that. Yes. No, I haven't seen it, but I did see it.
It has great potential. I don't know. Something's going on.
How are you feeling
there
about our VPR kids coming back next year, probably?
I'm excited because they actually have real life shit going on. You know?
I think 2023, you're right, but they do need to like hammer, and they need to get away from this summer house, like the stranglehold.
I'm over
the
it.
Summer house kids
I
have.
Literally just tweeted that today. I'm so burnt out on the summer house, winter house, Southern Charm crew.
But
I'm
I need
sick
Lindsay
of them.
Somewhere. I don't know where an appropriate place for her to go is.
Honestly, I'm good with Lindsay if she just wants to do a lunch with Ashley on Potomac. Just one lunch.
Could she move to the DMV and be a friend of? I might like it.
She's not that far.
That's true. She could just take the Amtrak.
Yeah.
I'm never not New York.
So, I mean, I'm just really burnt out. I think Bravo put too much stock into them. And it's upsetting because I think if they would have just kept it as a summer house, because here's the thing that I've really been thinking about this. The thing about Vanderpump Rules is that they were like iconic. Like the first four seasons of that show was truly some of the best television I have ever seen. Okay. So I still
handed her
all of it. I love it.
What was that girl's name?
Stassi.
Yeah.
All it, when Kristen was ripping cigs in the back telling
suck
a dick.
Suck a dick, Diana.
Yeah, like that's iconic television, okay? And so we stay watching because they have that potential. We've connected with them. Summer House really didn't get good until season three. And even then, it has nothing on Vanderpump Rules. Like,
and then you're
nothing.
Right. And they really, it's like they thought they had more than they did. And then they
yeah,
started,
like,
they were like, let's, I'm like, do we need to, and look,
no,
again,
and
I
these
love
people
some of these
think
people,
that
but we
they
don't
are
need to spin off Amanda and Kyle.
No, I didn't need Winter House. I really
like,
didn't.
We got Winter House before we got Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. Like, Bravo yeah. was like, let's throw these dummies in a home.
This and it also looks filthy. It's just not fun anymore. These people have gotten too famous. It's not fun. It's just really not. I'm not even looking
like
forward to next season of Summer House. Like, I don't care about these people.
I think we need, like, a 40-year break.
Yeah.
And then we see them again, like, Homecoming.
Yeah, I would like I would like a 20-year anniversary.
Let's give them 20 years off and see where they are.
Yeah, like, Kyle and Amanda divorced. Lindsay and Carl have 2.5 kids and a dog and a fence and a yard, and I just want the best for them. Luke is fucking Ashley still. Like, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see Craig ever again. I don't want to see Austin ever again. I don't want to see Sierra. I don't want to see Danielle. I don't want to see... No. We're done. End the chapter. Put them out of their misery. Put them out to pasture. I think Bravo also has kept things on for too long instead of putting new shows out. So when they do, it's like, well, I don't have time to watch that. Like, I'm not getting invested in these new people when I could have the potential of watching something really good on Winter House with people I do know, but then it ends up not being good, and then you're just burnt out.
I also think, like, we have learned we could put these shows on pause.
Yes.
Like, I feel like Summer House is never not on. Same with fucking Below Deck. If I have to see one more Below Deck.
Oh, my God. Below Deck. Adventure Below Deck. Mad Below Deck. But here's the thing. People are loving it. People are watching it.
I know.
That's
but
the thing.
I think we need to
that's
sunset that original one when Captain Lee leaves.
No, that's really sad. I think he's a really...
He wants to go home.
No, I know, nice but life. I just... It makes me sad because he was the reason the show does so well.
I know, but what I don't want
and
is
And I love his
to
relationship with
one.
Carl.
When Carl... Carl Radke?
Yes, it's beautiful, Chris.
KSSO Carl?
Yes. So when Carl's brother passed, when Carl's brother passed, Captain Lee reached out.
I mean, so did I, but I didn't get a response.
I know, but Captain Lee reached out and they developed this friendship and Carl looks to him as a father figure. And I believe Captain Lee is officiating their wedding.
He does have a bigger footprint than me, but it is upsetting. Although someone did send me a strange DM today that was like, I know Carl would really like you. And I was like, what?
No, Carl would love you.
But, like, what do you... But I looked
at
like,
this random.
Person... But this person doesn't know Carl, like...
Doesn't know you.
No. So that's your Bravo resolution.
Yeah.
For 2023. Mine is cancel Salt Lake City.
Oh, I also have another take.
Okay, go on.
I think what needs to happen for Watch What Happens Live is we got to get... Oh. Are you okay?
Are you going to say it?
No, I'm not going to say it needs to cancel. I think they need to get more regularly OGs back on there. That can like really carry a show. A lot of the OGs just don't have good
relationships anymore with the... But a lot of the new people just aren't good at Watch What Happens Live.
They're not. And I like the fact that like I remember, and it honestly gives me a little bit of a chill because it was like so I Watch What Happens Live. I have a very nostalgic like special
the early years. I mean, there was nothing like them.
That show got me through some of my darkest days. And I'm not even being dramatic. Like that was the one thing I could count on. It was like I could get emotional, honestly, talking about it. It was such a special show to me. Why am I going to cry? Am I okay?
It was a beautiful show.
It was a beautiful show. And it made me feel like, okay, there are people out there like me who love celebrity pop culture. Because I was alone. I was going through a really hard time. And now I'm watching it. No, I'm like really emotional. I'm like going to cry. I've like talked about my eating disorder on this podcast. And I've never cried. And I'm literally crying.
You're having a mental breakdown about watching. You're like, I was alone. It was an incredibly dark time. I had no one.
I really did.
But I had Andy Cullen.
I was in high school. I really did. And I just remember sitting there and I remember watching like NeNe Leakes on the show. And Andy would always be like, I can take the night off when you're on the show.
He always used to say that. Now he I feel
always
like,
used well, to say Now he's working overtime because these people.
Is he?
These people, well, with certain guests and like.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, I miss the days when he would have like Cher on and it was the only guy.
Well, I was going to say Mariah that that's Carey, one of the and that big was things, the only. Is that he needs, I don't know what happened because it seems like they just lost their good booking agent. Like, mm-hmm. Oprah did Watch What Happens Live. Now Oprah. I think the
Mariah
show.
Mariah Carey would
too,
come on once a year.
Now I think it's too regimented. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, it's Sunday, so we're getting a Potomac housewife and a C-list celebrity. Okay, it's Monday, so yeah. That's going to be the summer house.
And then
it's
Thursday like, is like the big day for like the big celebs, usually.
But I don't think we're getting...
We're not.
I mean,
and this, but I celebs Dina aren't, celebs aren't celebbing.
Well, also like celebs have realized, like, LOLs, I'm not doing talk shows anymore.
No, they're like, we're good. I'll just go on
Instagram
Live.
They're like,
I'll
just do a fucking Instagram Live.
Yeah.
I'm not flying out and getting an outfit for this shit. I'll talk to my fans on
I know. Bed. It's just really upsetting,
I know. The culture's changed, and we've simply been with Bravo for... You know, I was watching old Roni, and I realized, if I've been watching the annex of Ramona Singer for 18 years...
Yes.
And honestly, now I have tears in my eyes. I really, because I remember the first time I saw her, and I was in such a different place in my life.
No, that's what I mean. Like these women have carried us.
I'm picturing myself as just like I think I was
a little babe.
I just looked up in the screen and I saw Shane Keough and Gina in their shitty kitchen, and I thought, this
I know,
is for me.
I know. You All saw those gates later. Open. I know. No. It's emotional, Chris. It is. And that's why I'm like, bring Vicky back. Bring Vicky back. Bring the girls back. Like,
bring back our girls.
Lou. Bring me Tinsley. I'll take a Tins.
I love Tinsley.
So stupid.
Like, I'm crying. I don't know what's going on. I've said all
That's what
things.
I mean. Like, it's emotional.
Really getting to me.
I'm not even drinking tequila. I'm drinking raspberry water.
There is just something.
It's emotional.
This network done to us.
No, it's really given us so much. And to just watch it slip away.
I just flashed to like Tinsley falling on the floor in that red dress going, oh my God. It just like,
I know.
Crying.
I know.
We Think watched of Vicky's mom Zolciak. Die. I mean, we didn't watch her die, but we watched Vicky hear the news. Oh my
At
God.
The Bunko
now I'm thinking
party.
Of now I'm thinking of Billy. Do you think Billy's well? Billy Gunvalson?
Billy Gunvalson. Billy Gunvalson.
That's not his last name, is it?
He what loved Don.
Steinmetz is Vicky's last name. I don't know why I know. And on that note. Why do I know?
Why do you know Vicky's maiden name?
I think it is. Hold on.
No, Victoria. Billy's not okay. I haven't seen the likes of Billy
Has
anywhere.
Billy passed?
No, but he's probably just in Chicago.
I have to report, it is Victoria Gunvalson, nay Steinman. So I did have that at the top of my... I mean, couldn't remember Heather's name earlier in this podcast.
It was Whitney's name you wouldn't remember. But see, there it is again. You didn't remember her now. That's what I mean. Like,
but something about those OGs.
The OGs. And I consider Miami, there's an addendum there. Because these are stars. Like, these women.
Well, also, we have been with Alexia, Marisol.
Right, we saw them 10 years ago. Peppa. Absolutely. Larsa Pippen?
Larsa Pippen. No, I was like, Petty Pippen. I was like, Petty Pippen.
Peppa Pig?
Peppa. I'd love to see Peppa Pig guest star on
Real Oh my God. Miami. Get her on Watch What Happens Live.
I'd love to see a Watch What Happens Live that was Peppa Pig and Petty Pippen.
I would love to see Peppa Pig and Miss Piggy. That'd be a duo.
I'd like to see Miss Piggy host Watch What Happens Live and just tell the girl. If we're going to keep bringing celebs out at reunions, mm-hmm. I'd like to see Miss Piggy host the new Roni reunion and just tell Jenna Lyons what's what. About size inclusivity.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note, we've dried our tears.
Mental breakdown.
So did I. You literally saw me cry over Watch It Happens Live, and then you dropped Vicky Gumbelson's maiden name. Like, it was
a beef. And, like, again, I do have to say I'm getting tears in my eyes again thinking about Ramona. Like, I really am. And
no,
thinking, like, we're just,
I know.
Like,
it's guys, a tough loss. It's a tough loss, Chris. It is.
I just want to know she's well. I won't be listening to her podcast.
She has a podcast?
She is apparently going to be starting a podcast with Avery about their dating lives. I won't be listening to that. But actually, now that I think of it, it does sound like I'll listen to that.
Yeah, that sounds delightful.
It sounds like a lot of
chaos. No, but like, actually, we watched, we were with Ramona through it all. The renewal, the divorce, the cheating.
Do you remember, oh my God, do you remember Jacques?
Jacques? Yes.
He popped up in an episode of Roni I was watching recently. Again, I had tears in my eyes. I had forgotten about Jacques.
He was a beautiful man, and I think Lou's soulmate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been through a lot.
Victoria and Noelle. Michael Wolfsmith and...
Brianna.
Those two girls who are now porn stars. Lynn's daughters, Raquel and Alexa. Why are all of these names? I can't do basic math. Yet I've got the name Raquel and Alexa.
Just right off the tip of
Raquel
your tongue.
And Alexa Curtin, just like at my...
I know.
And no better place to end it, Raquel and Alexa Curtin.
Yeah, let's end it there.
We were all there that day when that door closed, when they got that eviction notice.
Yeah, that was one of...
When they were hungover from the night before. And again, the Bravo cameras were like, we can't possibly
stop. Yeah, they were like,
rolling.
We are like, rolling. We're here.
The new girls today just can never give like they the just old don't. Gals did.
Yeah, they just don't know. They just don't. And that's okay. I don't blame them. It was a magical time.
Well, this has been wonderful, Sam. Yeah. I didn't expect to say things that I think will probably get me driven off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And also have like what is as close to a full emotional breakdown.
I know. Now I'm going to go watch some old Housewives because
I'm going to go watch The Family Stone.
Are you? You're an emotional cutter.
Yeah, actually, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. But I do have a date with my friend once. We're making it, Brie. We're going to watch and text about
That's
The Family
nice.
Stone tonight.
Well,
not sure I'm
if you guys enjoyed
that.
This, listen to Shortcomings. It comes out every Wednesday.
And I promise we are less problematic and I don't. I think Chris I've ever cried on that podcast.
You did. We had to take a break. There, we had to pause the recording.
Yeah.
When Big passed.
Oh my God. Remember Mama Elsa?
Stop.
I can't.
Stop.
I have to go.
You gotta go.
We have to go.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
You can follow him at CLewisKnight1219, and you can follow me at Bravo History. He's literally blinking because the tears won't stop coming out.
I
love
simply
you all.
Don't know. I was looking.
Ooh,
all right, be quiet.
Please be quiet. Okay, we love you all, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
A Huda Media Production.